All right, y'all. Welcome to the Flex Zone, the only place you can find sports how you want it, when you need it. This is your boy Drizzy Dre, Mr. One and Only, in the chair right now, sitting in. The rest of the crew will join us later, but I got my man D in the studio with me right now.
What's going on, Dre? We got a good interview with Ms. Faye Jackson coming up here, folks, and you're going to love it.
Yes, y'all. You just heard D. In the first segment, we're going to be interviewing Faye Jackson, and then in our second interview, we'll be interviewing D. Anthony Melton from USC Basketball. But first, we got to take care of some house rules. Go like our Facebook page, The Flex Zone. Follow and comment on Twitter at The Flex Zone 1. And if you have any questions, ideas, or possibly want to be a guest, send us an email to theflexzone1@gmail.com. This interview is just a privilege to have. Faye Jackson, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are well. We are well. Thank you for doing this with us. How can the people follow you on social media?
Social media, I am on Instagram, FayeJackson419. That's all together. And you can search me on Facebook as well. You just type in Faye Jackson or Faye Elise. Both of them will pop up. I'm not on Twitter, probably not until 2017, but right now I'm boycotting Twitter. That's a different story for a different day.
I'm going to let the first question go to D.
All right, Faye, first question we got for you here. Who is your favorite female wrestler from this era or from any era in wrestling?
Well, the whole reason why I even started watching wrestling in the first place is because of Jacqueline. Mm-hmm. Like, just seeing another person of color doing something and getting like the squared circle with men was amazing to me. I was like, yeah, I'm a tomboy too. I want to do that. Like, I want to be like her. She was like 5 foot, five, maybe 5'1". But she was a beast. Like, she was small and she was a beast. And I just loved everything about her. She was like, she's probably one of my biggest influences in getting into wrestling because I just love watching her.
I know you probably felt special when you seen her go in the Hall of Fame early this year.
Absolutely. She should have been in there years ago on my standpoint. But, yeah, absolutely. It was a great honor for her. And, like, she definitely deserved it as a woman wrestler. Not to say anything about, you know, the divas and what she was doing around that time, but she held the Cruiserweight Championship. Yeah, she did, like, the little bra and panties matches because that's what they wanted them to do, but she was still a wrestler.
You talked about Jacqueline's size. How tall are you?
I'm 5'4", so I know I'm a little taller than her, but I'm still, I guess you would consider petite. But, yeah, I'm 5'4", 5'5", if you want to put, like, a half inch on it, I guess.
Now, your wrestling style, did you emulate Jacqueline, or was there another wrestler that you emulated?
Actually, my wrestling style, because one thing I did watch, and I can always remember watching in the middle of the night in my little small town of Toledo, Ohio, was ECW. And it used to come on, like, Saturday night at, like, maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and I remember having to, like, hold the antenna just to watch it. But and I wasn't even supposed to be up around that time. Let's get that out of the way. My mom was listening to this. She was like, "What? Why were you up and like that late?" But I love watching RVD. I caught, like, for some reason, I think I could do his moves, and I do. That's where I get my chocolate thunder from. One of these days, I'm going to bust out my frog splash. I've been practicing it a lot, so one of these days, I'm going to bust it out on somebody. But a lot of people, when I first started doing what they call the rolling thunder that he did, they're like, "Oh, it's like your own version of it." And I'm like, "Yeah, it's called the chocolate thunder because it's my own version," exactly what you said.
So you have a 5-star Faye Flash.
Of course.
Now, was there any woman that you kind of took some things from?
I guess you could say Awesome Kong. I've been watching her, and everybody thinks that I should wrestle like her because she's so dominant in the ring, and I appreciate that. But I move, like, yes, I'm large in certain areas, but I know how to be light on my feet. So I can do just about anything. Only thing I can't do is a backflip, so there'll be no moonsault from me.
Now, seeing you wrestle, your style reminds me of Naomi. Do you agree?
Very, very, very athletic, and I appreciate you saying that, but I don't think me and her have the same style, only because she does things that I know. And I love watching Naomi. She's one of my favorites right now. I love watching her. But when she, like, jumps in the middle of the air and does a split, I can't do that. Like, when she jumps over the top rope, I can't do that.
Well, I only say that because some of the dancing and the entertainment, you kind of remind me of her when I think about a wrestler that is close to what you do in the ring. You're very entertaining. I love to see you wrestle, and I'm a fan myself.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, at the end of the day, it's still a show that we have to put on. That's the way I see it. Like, yeah, I have an opponent, but I also want to, you know, cater to the crowd and get them into it, because I can wrestle anybody in the match, but if the crowd doesn't care or doesn't like it, what's the point? You guys paid to see us. You want to be entertained by us, so I want to make sure you get your money's worth.
There you go. I like the sound of that.
And we were definitely entertained.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, your favorite match of all time. I heard you saying you watch ECW back when you was in your hometown of Toledo, Ohio. You got any favorite match from ECW or from any brand?
Well, actually, you know what? Sometimes I wonder if I can even mention this, but, like, I'm going to tell you guys, and I guess just put it out there. My favorite match from all time is Shawn Michaels versus Triple H versus Chris Benoit from WrestleMania 20.
That was a very good match.
One of my favorite matches of all time. That was in between the time I was in high school and, I'm putting my age out there. But I was in between watching wrestling and not watching wrestling. And one day, I think I was like over a friend's house or something, and they were watching WrestleMania. And that's what made me like start thinking about wrestling again, start watching wrestling again, watching that match, watching the passion, watching. They went on forever. And I love Triple H. Triple H, to me, is like one of the greatest heels of all time. And Shawn Michaels, that's another person I like to emulate, because his charisma inside the ring and outside of the ring. He knew how to put on a show inside of the ring, and he knew how to put on a show outside of the ring. I love Shawn Michaels. And then Chris Benoit, I mean, he's one of the best wrestlers of all time. Unfortunately, we can't, you know, talk about him too much, but I will say that, like, outside of what has happened with his personal life, you can't deny the type of wrestler that he was.
I mean, I'm one of those people who always goes to bat for Chris Benoit, because I actually met Chris Benoit when he was in WCW. He came up here for a Starrcade in Baltimore. It was in the Verizon Center.
The one in D.C., yeah.
But they had came to Baltimore. And he was such a nice guy to me, my friend, and my mom. So we still are very good friends. We're fans of Chris Benoit and his style in the ring. So I'm one of those people who hope, you know, it would be an honor to one day maybe see him get in. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'm a fan of Chris Benoit myself. So I always speak.
They're making a movie about him.
Yeah, they are.
So that'll be interesting to see.
Now, one more thing. The best match you've been in?
Well, I haven't had many, but so far, I would say the best match I've been in was I was recently in the ECWA Super 8 chick fight, and I wrestled a colleague of mine, Britt Baker, and that was one of the best matches I have been in so far, only because we love each other, so we know how to really take it to each other.
No.
But overall, the crowd loved it to the point where, you know, they want us to come back. Actually, we are forming a tag team called Shake and Bake.
It is
because of that match. Because we got the crowd into it so much, and they loved that match so much that they wanted to see us come back together as a tag team.
Shake and Bake. I like the name of that, Dre.
I know, right?
There you go. Now, how you became a woman of honor?
Well, I trained at the Ring of Honor dojo, and the head trainer there, Delirious, he asked me when he likes to talk. He asked me what was my goal being here, and I knew that they were going to have a women's division up and coming, and one of the first matches was Mandy Leon versus Deonna Purrazzo. And I told him, I was like, I want to match with Ring of Honor. I don't know. It wasn't called Women of Honor then, but I was like, I want to match with Ring of Honor. I don't care who I have to face, what I have to do, but that's my goal, to ultimately wrestle for Ring of Honor. That's anybody's goal when they're, like, training with a school, is to, you know, be to get a match with that school. Luckily, I've been blessed to be accepted to be a part of the Ring of Honor dojo. And it's not something easy. It's very, very hard. It's something that Delirious Brain, when he comes up with different spots for us to do and different things we have to do during training, you were probably like, what in the world? But it's something new every day, and that's what I enjoy about it.
Now, you named some wrestlers here earlier, but who is your wrestling crush? Is it RVD? Is it Triple H, perhaps? Or is it someone else we haven't named yet?
Well, one of my wrestling crushes, I would say, is Matt Taven, but he knows that. Actually, another wrestling crush of mine would be... See, I'm the type where I go after personality and swag and not so much like a look. I think looks kind of grow on me, but once I get to know you and your personality and like the type of how you hold yourself, I like get attracted to that. So one of my big wrestling crushes is Triple H. So, yeah.
Don't let Stephanie Man hear that one.
Yeah, exactly. I know. But all it would be is a crush. Please, she can have that. She got that unlocked. She's good. I'm no threat at all.
Let her know it's only you might want to play the game, but not like that.
Not like that.
Your first match in Ring of Honor, was it against ODB?
Yes. It was.
And how did that go?
ODB is amazing. Like, I was just watching her, and a lot of people thought that I would emulate her style only because of how she is. But just, like, being in the ring with her and to be honored to have somebody that's traveled the world, has been a part of TNA. She was a part of WWE. She was a part of, like, everything. And have her be my first match that was nationally televised. It was like, am I dreaming right now? This is crazy. But overall, the match was devastating. Of course, it's my first match, so I'm going to critique it like, I could have did this, I could have did that. But overall, I think it was a good match for my first match. And that was my first match ever. Because I see when you the sportster. I know you're gonna get into that too. When they're like, "Is this her real like professional wrestling debut. Yes, that ODB, I want to put it out there, ODB was my very first wrestling match. What had happened was, you know, I had to go into this, what had happened was. that was filmed in February, and it didn't air on TV until June. So, you know, I'm itching and I'm asking, like, I know technically I'm not supposed to, like, be out and taking bookings yet, but, like, I want to wrestle. Like, what should I do? So I did ask, like, a couple of friends or a couple other promotions if I could, like, you know, so I wouldn't get rusty if I could take other bookings after I did that match with ODB. That nobody has seen, so you can imagine how hard that was. Like, okay, yeah, you're coming from the Ring of Honor dojo, but you have no work out there that we can see, which is true, because it wasn't released yet. So, I guess there's a couple of matches out there. If you look at the date, and you're like, well, how is ODB her first match when, like, she was taking matches in, like, May and June? But that's because that match was filmed in February.
Now,
I don't even know if I was supposed to tell people that, but I'm telling people that because people know. like ODB really was my very first match, like, ever.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Now, we just talking about the Sportster.com, and you're ranked 12th out of 20 out the hottest women in wrestling. How you felt about that, and was you surprised to not be on this list, because we're not surprised you're on the list, but
I think you should be ranked higher.
I would agree too, actually.
Actually, I was kind of shocked to be a part of any type of ranking, only because I know I have so many things against me as far as me entering this world of wrestling, and especially women's wrestling, where you have to look a certain way and you have to, like, feel a certain way, and you have to just look like a female wrestler. And most of them are, I hate to say it, but, like, skinny and blonde. Or skinny and a redhead, or skinny and a brunette, or just something. Overall, they're skinny. I'm not a skinny girl. Not trying to be a skinny girl. I've been, you know, I can tone up. I know that. And I hit the gym almost every day. But for me to be on that list as a plus size woman and for them to consider me hot is like, whoa, okay, cool.
Well,
like, I appreciate that, seriously, because, and especially in our industry where, you know, plus-size women like, you know, Awesome Kong, like Nia Jax, who I think is gorgeous, but, you know, they don't portray her as that. They portray her as, like, this big beast. Just like Awesome Kong was, like, a big beast. Like, yeah, I'm big, I know that, but I'm also sexy, and I'm going to play that up.
Yes, you are. and your sexiness has actually gotten you a modeling career as well.
Yeah, which is, like, something I never thought I would be doing as well. So, yeah.
So how is that balancing a wrestling career and a modeling career?
Well, it helps with confidence. That's something I would recommend for any female to do. Like find a photographer, start taking pictures, start, like, create a portfolio. Because it'll help build your confidence up in the ring in front of people. Like, if I can be, I hate to say it, but if I can be half naked and have those pictures published, I should have no problem doing what I'm doing inside of the square circle. And that's how I feel. And that's what I try to show and emulate. Like I have no fear. If I'm a big girl wearing lingerie and I'm okay with that, then inside a square circle, I'm okay with performing in front of thousands of people, because it's like I got pictures on the internet where basically I'm half naked and I'm okay with that.
Right. One last question for you. I know that your name in the ring is Faye Jackson, and your modeling name is Faye Ellis?
Elise.
Okay. If you had to choose one name, which one would it be?
Well, I guess you kind of just, like, put it together, because technically that would be my whole name, be Faye Elise Jackson. Only difference with the modeling career is I just, like, crossed out the last name. And then with wrestling, I took out the middle name. So, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, overall, people call me Faye Faye. So, that's I guess you can call me that, too.
One more quick question. I know Survivor Series is coming Sunday, and we had the traditional Survivor Series women-on-women match with the Raw brand and the SmackDown Live brand. Who you like? And like Nia Jax, she has a modeling career also. Is it will you lean towards the Raw side there, or you like the SmackDown girls better?
I'm kind of torn because I love Sasha Banks.
Yes.
I love Charlotte. I love Bayley. I don't care if people say she acts like a child or not. I love it. I absolutely love it. I love Nia Jax. I think Alicia Fox is probably going to be, like, she should be labeled the GOAT because she's been there for a while. And, like, just from when she started to now, like, oh, my God. I wish she actually had more matches on the show and people actually saw her work. But then again, you go on SmackDown side, and like I said, I absolutely love Naomi. Carmella's voice is annoying, but I like her style. Like, I do like her style. I like Alexa Bliss. I like her. I like that she's different. Like, she doesn't look like the typical, like, she's not trying to look like the typical, like, blonde girl. Like, she comes out with these, like, different characters and styles to show that, you know, she's different, and I like that. And what was it, Nikki Bella? She's probably going to be considered another GOAT, greatest of all time, because she's been there for a while. And Becky Lynch, like, I don't know. I don't know who to go for.
Well, Survivor Series will be very interesting, and we thank you for coming on this show, where we hope to have more interviews with you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Like, I truly appreciate it. You guys reaching out to me, coming down to the Ring of Honor show.
Oh, no, no.
Support there.
Like, no worries.
Thank you guys.
No worries. We'll be back.
That's right. We'll definitely be back.
We're going to have to start a Faye section.
That's right.
Me, you know.
That's right. We had the Cesaro section. We get the Faye section.
Hey, oh, yes. I'm all for that.
All right, y'all. This has been our interview with Faye Jackson. On the other side of this break, we'll have our interview with D'Anthony Melton. This is the Flex Zone on Fox Sports 1340 AM. All right, y'all, welcome back to the Flex Zone, the only place that can give you sports how you want it, when you need it, on Fox Sports 1340 AM. This is your boy, Mr. One and Only, Drizzy Dre, sitting in the chair right now. But I'm joined by my fellas right now, Byron.
What's up, everybody?
D.
Hey.
Cravante.
In the building, the place to be. Let's get it.
Now, we got another special guest here. This is the only place that can give you these type of interviews right here on the Flex Zone.
That's right.
D'Anthony Melton from USC. How you feeling, sir?
Feeling good. Living it up right now.
Excuse me, Drake. Can you give it a little bit more? Freshman guard from North Hollywood,
California.
D'Anthony Melton. Come on, man. Give my man his introduction.
I mean, this brother, he sounds so humbled right now on the phone.
Yeah, right.
Like,
it wouldn't matter. We'd have got the same response.
It's perfect for California, his attitude.
Honestly, it's so cool, so laid back, no worries. Don't come to the East.
But, sir, how does it feel to be playing for USC basketball?
It's kind of like the Lakers, you know what I mean? Because, like, L.A. is just being the face of L.A. is just it's just so huge. So like, just never leave. I've never left California for like school. I've only left here for like vacations or something like that. But I've always gone to school out here, so my family's all out here. Just playing in front of my family, seeing them every game, having like my own little section. So it's great. I love it.
Why would you leave? it's beautiful. I only been out there maybe 2 or 3 times, but it's beautiful each and every time. But D'Anthony, how was your recruiting process?
Our recruiting process, like it started off kind of slow. I wasn't really like nationally known. I was just like more so like kind of like a local kid that like, yeah, he was kind of good, but like who was he really like playing against? It was kind of like that. But I saw, like, schools talking to me. But, like, my junior summer is when I went to, like, Cal Supreme. And that's, like, what kind of, like, got me more nationally known. But schools, like, were still trying to, like, hesitate on, is he going to leave California or is he not? Like, since I am an L.A. kid. But I think it didn't really come down if I wanted to leave, like, at that point. Because I wasn't, like, I was actually more so on, like, oh, I want to get out of California. But just, like, after a while, it's just like, there's nothing else like L.A., so I decided to stay.
Now, I know basketball runs in your family because I'm good friends with your sister. She balls, too. So how is that playing against her?
Against or with?
Either with or against.
It just makes us all just want to be better. Just because it's always a competition no matter what, like, we do. And it just brings more competitive, especially because when she was in high school, she won a ring. So then I had to come, and I had to win 2 rings when I was in high school. Like, just make sure I'm better than her. So I just had to make sure I'm always, like, a step or two ahead of her. So she's, like, you know what I mean? She doesn't have much on me.
Y'all sound like y'all got that Reggie Miller.
I was thinking the same thing. Because, you know, that competition, yep. That household was crazy. Yeah. I could only imagine.
Former USC grads.
Look at that.
That's a UCLA, I'm sorry. UCLA grads, but we don't need to talk about them.
We'll talk about the Bruins.
That's right. The real school in LA.
What are your expectations for this season?
Hopefully Pac-12 championship, NCAA tournament. Just go follow what we did last year. Just make sure we all get better individually as a team. And just make sure our coaches, like, just keep pushing us.
That sounds good. It sounds really, really good. Really a PC answer. But
he sounds like he all ready for the pros, don't he?
He's saying everything that you're supposed to say. But okay, I'm going to rephrase it a little bit. What you as an individual, what do you expect from yourself?
For myself, best I can be. Hopefully, first team all Pac-12. I mean, I really just want to set the bar high for myself because I just never want to settle for like average. I just want to make sure I be the best I can be, and because I just love playing basketball so much, so why not just be the best at what you love? That's how I think about it.
Well, D'Anthony, a little bit this summer, you played in a league that if you're anywhere in California, the place to be with all the ballers, NBA. Streetball legends alike, you played in the Drew League. Talk a little bit about that experience and gaining recognition from people like Nick Young, JaVale McGee, some NBA players, and only being a freshman in college.
I'm amazed. I was a little nervous when I first started playing. Because it was like a big crowd and all these like older dudes. And obviously, like their bodies just more spread out than mine. So I was kind of nervous. But then once I like started playing, and eventually I was starting for my team. I was just like, oh, okay, they're like. That just I can jump just as high as them, and I started seeing like some of my friends like playing too. So I was like, okay, like this is fun. Like, and then NBA players started coming in. I was just like, what makes them better than like with me? It's pretty much like how I was thinking about it. And I just like just every game, just trying my best to just go at them, just to prove. Especially it just makes me think about like before I was even recruited, just not a known kid. I was just doing whatever I had to do to win. And we ended up going to, like, quarterfinals. And no one really thought we were going to go that far because we had with one NBA player on our team, but we just play together.
Well, y'all got a big game down with Texas A&M on Friday. I see you had 13 points and 11 rebounds in your game against Omaha yesterday. You ready for that trip to College Station? And I know y'all want to improve on that 21-13 season getting to the tournament. I know you want to get back there also.
Yeah. I'm really excited too to see my sisters. My sister goes to Texas A&M also. So it'll be kind of like, it's kind of like a little rivalry to beat her school. So that'll be fun. And yeah, they have a good team. Coach talks about them. They're top 25 right now, so they got probably a lottery pick by team. So this would be huge for us.
Well, D'Anthony, let's take it back a little bit. Who taught you how to play basketball?
Probably my grandpa. He was actually my coach from like 6 years old to like 10, I want to say. Like, he was just my park coach, and he really taught me how to play. Mom learned. She would tell me a lot of things. She was really hard on me as a kid, just basketball-wise. Learned a tiny bit from my sister. It was just a whole, like, family effort, but I'll say mainly my grandpa.
Now, who, growing up, whose game did you emulate?
To be honest, I didn't even watch basketball that much when I was younger. I was just playing it, kind of like, I was good at it, but I still, like, really liked it, but I didn't really, like, watch basketball that much when I was younger. But now, I want to say, like, I really want to, like, model my game after, like, Russell Westbrook, because he's just explosive and just 100 miles per hour just every time he steps on the floor. He thinks no one's better than him, and he takes it at him every time.
Yes, he is a savage, to say the absolute least.
Now, you said growing up you didn't watch much basketball. What sport did you watch growing up?
I was a football player. I was every Sunday.
So
football and video games.
So football is kind of like your second love.
Yep.
Did you play football as well as basketball in high school?
Yeah, I played football from like same time I started basketball from like six all the way up to my freshman year of high school, and that's when I stopped. And I was just like, yeah, basketball is like what I want to do.
How'd you make that decision?
I kind of like fell out of love with it and just realized the way I was growing, the way like my body type was like starting to fill out. It was just like, they're like, oh, you should like be a basketball player. And I was like, I kind of like thought about it for a while. And then my mom and my dad were like, they were so mad at me for like not playing football anymore. They both love it. But then it was like, it obviously all paid off right now.
Yeah, seeing that one of your favorite NBA players is Russell Westbrook, you feel like you want to emulate your game like him. And who you like on the NBA tip? Are you a Laker fan?
No, I'm a Thunder fan.
He just hurt his heart,
I think you just lost your best friend. You just lost your best friend.
No, he's still all right with me. He's still all right with me.
Yeah, look, he hurt my heart. You know me. I'm Laker Nation all day.
I'm glad. Get out of it. You don't have to be California everything. I can appreciate that. Even after the whole KD movement, still Thunder.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
He did a 30. Oh, he did a 30.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
I'm not going to talk about that.
Well, D'Anthony, you're a student athlete, and before you got on there, you said you were coming from study hall. Can you just talk a little bit about the balance of being a D1 athlete and still having to keep your grades up and adjusting from high school to college a little bit?
It's a huge adjustment. We have structured study hall every Monday, Wednesday. We have tutors almost every other day. So our time is really kind of like precious to us. So when we get like downtime, we like just hang out with some friends, play some video games, or just like even extra when we put in the gym. So just, and you still got to like balance sleep. So it's, time management is huge for us right now.
Now, I see that you're a communications major at USC. Who you emulate on the sports media and announcing in?
I love watching Shaq. Some people may not like Stephen A. Smith, but I kind of like how, you know, he speaks his mind every time. Marcel Wiley. Sports Nation, I love that. Great show.
Wiley, that's a good one. I like Wiley.
Yeah. I do too.
I actually was just at Lucky Strikes when I was bowling there.
Yeah. I was going to say, don't they record out there? Do they record Sports Nation out
there? Yeah, Sports Nation is recorded in Los Angeles.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so. Now, is there a favorite sports show that you have?
Sports Nation, 100%.
Hmm. Michelle Beadle, and we got to see who's going to replace Max Kellerman. He went with Stephen A. on First Take.
Mm-mm-mm. I don't know. I don't know how well that's working out, but, you know.
it's moving to big ESPN in the first of the year, so.
I don't know. DeAnthony, what would be your ultimate goal for your freshman year in Division I college basketball? I would say on and off the court.
Off the court, just try to average around like a 3-0 in school. You got to make sure my English is good, so. If I know I'm good off the court, then at least there's a lot more stress on the court because I'm not worrying about if I'm eligible or anything. So that'll be huge for me. On the court, try to get Pac-12 freshman first team. Just do whatever it takes to win. Win as many games. Be better than we are last year. That's huge. Because we want to make the tournament and we want to go farther in the tournament. So Pac-12 is deep this year.
Yeah, I think D alluded to that earlier. But I want to get your views on, well, of course, with college basketball, there's always this negative connotation that goes along with it, with these one-and-dones. That's basically kids staying for 1 year, going straight to the league. What are your thoughts on that as far as what it does for the school and what it does for the player?
I think one of them, it opens doors to some people's families just can't support. And if a kid got it, and he got it, and some people see paychecks and they just leave, and some aren't ready, but some see paychecks and like they're physically ready. And so I just think it just takes a lot of like mental. Because once you see that money, some people can go crazy, and it can lead to bad things. But if you know you're mentally ready for the real world, then I suggest you do it.
Do you think college basketball or the NCAA should change the rule?
No. Not at all.
Cool. Now you said that. Sometimes athletes, they see the money and they start going a little crazy. Are there programs intact so that way athletes, when they make their transition from collegiate to the professionals, that they don't go crazy or they know how to, like, manage their money or things of that nature?
Yeah, we've had a couple of meetings just here. Like, it's just money situation, financial reasoning. Just so like we like realize that money is gonna be coming to us just through our stipend checks or just if we go professional. So they just want to make sure we balance our money, and hopefully other schools have the same like certain programs to help kids like this, because it's awful to see like if a kid has the physical attributes but he just never had financial help. So he ends up, some people used to go broke, but hopefully a lot of kids just take the financial reasoning seriously, because it is very serious.
Now, I know a good show is Ballers, that they talk about ways for athletes to manage their money. Is that a show that you watch?
No. Everyone said it's really good, but I've never watched it. It's good.
Yeah, I love it. It's pretty good, and it really I don't know. The Rock just brings he just brings the audience out. Like I don't know. He's a really good actor, and this is this is a role I've never actually seen him in. So yeah, he's really humble.
What did he do?
He's basically the financial advisor for various athletes in the NFL. Yeah. And he was also a former athlete himself. And they actually have live footage of him while he's at Miami. The U, that is. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Now, we got Coach Enfield, DeAnthony, in Dunk City. He was there with for the Gulf Coast when they made their run. And you guys this year looking at your freshman class. What you like from Coach Enfield and what he brings out in you guys in practice and in-game situations?
Some people may not know, but Coach Enfield, he's hilarious. He makes like some good amount of jokes during practice. Like sometimes release the tension, or he'll get mad and all of a sudden he'll just come back with a joke just right after and just have everyone just dying laughing. But he just brings out like the best in us. Especially he really helps us on our shooting because doesn't he have like some. He has like a free throw record, right?
Mm-hmm. Shoot, I gotta check that. Gotta get back to you on that one.
Now one more thing. Your nickname is D-Man. How you get that nickname?
That's a family name, honestly. I don't even know how I got it. I was a young, skinny kid, so it's just, yeah, I don't really know, honestly. It was just a family name, and it just stuck with me.
Now, scouts were out there saying that you could possibly win Rookie of the Year. How do you feel about that?
I love it. I try not to pay attention to that kind of stuff, but it's good, kind of, for where I came from to have, like, a little recognition. But it just makes me stay even more hungry than what I am now. So I don't really try to pay attention to all that stuff right now.
All right, well, you definitely don't want to pay attention to it, but, I mean, it's always good, right?
Yeah, it is. It's fine in my books.
There you go.
They can talk good about me all they want.
Okay. Day one, regular season starts. Regular season ready to go. Are you starting?
No, not currently.
Always rough for the freshmen, man.
Yeah. Don't worry. You know, USC is a deep team, so you coming off the bench. You're going to play them starter minutes, and you look good. I've seen your highlights earlier. You look good.
Eight rebounds in the other game as well, getting it done all around. Good job, by the way.
Thank you.
Now, I want to ask you about your jersey number. Were you able to select that, and why?
I changed to 22 my junior of high school, actually. And then I just kind of stuck with it.
What made you choose that number?
My grandpa was like, I don't know, like, we had a conversation, and it was just like, what was, like, your favorite numbers? And he was just, like, 23, 21, and 22. So I was just like, 23, I can't do 23. Everyone does 23. 21, it's kind of like, eh. And I was like, I mean, I really like 22 because I was number two my freshman and sophomore year of high school. So I was just like, why not go 22? And it just stuck with me, and I love my number now.
There you go.
Do you well, obviously on game day in the locker room, what you listening to?
Tough. I don't know. Some people listen to like hype music.
Yeah.
Like I can't really listen to all that rowdy stuff.
I see you like Kurt Franklin.
Yeah. I'm into slower music, oldies.
So wait a minute. A running joke here that we have at the Flex Zone is the R&B music.
wait a minute.
So is that's your type, the 90s R&B?
All day.
So who's your favorite artist then?
I don't have a favorite, but there's a lot of good ones. Anthony Hamilton. I'm really big on him. Jagged Edge.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. Okay.
Look at back.
Look at the young boy. No.
Age is only in numbers, I always say.
That's all right. I think it's just crazy that, you know what I'm saying, everybody, a lot of people like to listen to like rowdy music, get hype music, and he's just cool as ever listening to regular R&B music, and it's like everybody's hype, but he's cool. Yeah. And then everybody wants to get hype, but you just in your own space, just, I am ready to go.
Now my artist is Joe. That's who I like. Yeah, are you a Joe fan?
But I said it again.
Are you a Joe fan?
I'm like, kind of, not, but I'm not like too big of him.
That's a no, big fella. That's a no.
He says that's a no.
I mean, he's talking about the '90s R&B. You know, I listen to the '90s R&B all day, so absolutely. So I gotta ask, man. Is there an artist right now in R&B that you really like to listen to?
I mean, you can't go wrong with Drake, honestly. There's nothing wrong with Drake. My favorite rapper now is Chance the Rapper.
Okay. And you can't go look. You can't go wrong with any of those choices.
I was gonna say, you definitely can't go wrong with Drake. Right. Drake put out fire. Often.
He said Chance the Rapper too, and you know Chance right now is really really high, especially being an independent artist.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, any singers?
Not really. Not at the moment. It's like I like Dan Aiko's good. That's pretty much it right now.
And you know why? Because there's none of them out. That's why.
Now being out in California, have you been able to meet any of these celebrities that you really like?
People think just like Hollywood is just like celebrities walk around left to right, but not really. I've obviously like met celebrities because like I played in the Drew, so like I've seen them like coming to the games, but it's not. It's not just like celebrities left and right, but I haven't met like Chance or like Drake or like anything like that.
All right, so I wouldn't picture Drake being around there too often.
Yeah, let me just pop up at USC basketball practice out of the blue.
And tell him no, and if he comes, tell him to leave.
I don't know if you want that.
Tell him to leave.
Good luck for that.
That is as bad luck. No,
they're saying the Drake curse.
That's tell him to perform and leave. That's it. Don't let him touch a basketball. Don't put a jersey. Nothing.
I mean, I'll ask him for a feature on a song, but like,
I mean, it's cool. You go that route too.
It'd be called Trojan Bling, right?
Oh boy. Yep. Oh boy. No. No.
So, you're saying? In addition to you choosing your particular major, is there anything else, any other hobbies that you have?
Video games, 2K player, FIFA. But that's pretty much like all I do, honestly. Just video games, class, basketball.
I mean, you're playing for USC, so ain't too much you really can do.
Yeah.
hey, that's the life right there, man. I'll tell you that. Mighty quick, D'Anthony, the Drew League, what's your favorite moment out of the Drew League in the summer?
That's hard. I don't know. The Drew League was just so fun because it was just like every game you're like you don't know what you're gonna get. We almost like didn't make the playoffs because we had to win like the next 5 out of our 6 games to make playoffs. And so the whole experience was just fun. I like can't wait to go back next year, but I don't know. I gotta make sure handle this college business first.
Yeah, definitely. First things first. I see you have a game against BYU in the Staples Center. How excited are you for that game?
It's ridiculous. I'm ready. Like, I want to play this now, but I really gotta make sure we get these games in first, just so we can get like people more even more excited about that game. Mm-hmm. Like even more excited than we are.
I mean, 2-0 start. It's looking good.
Yep.
got to keep it up.
Since you're making that transition from college and hopefully to one day in the NBA, what would be your right now your NBA Finals pick?
NBA Finals.
I mean, do you see a rematch between Golden State and the Cavs?
No, not even that, honestly.
Mm. Wow.
I feel the Cavs and you already know I want to say my team, Thunder. But if they weren't to go, the Spurs.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's not that many options, especially in the East.
Yeah.
Real quick, NFL back in LA. Are you a fan of what the Rams are doing, and football team who you like, and maybe who's your Super Bowl team?
I'm a Vikings fan.
Ooh,
wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Stay out.
What's going on up there, man? Y'all falling apart a little bit.
That's four in a row.
That's four in a row. That's a month worth of games, man.
Go ahead.
We was 5-0.
Do you see the Vikings still making the playoffs?
100%.
Division's still wide open, so can't be mad at you for saying that.
Just remember, the Detroit Lions at the top of the division. There's always a chance.
Real quick, I must ask you, how did you become a Vikings fan?
I was really big on AP coming out, like when he was coming out of college. Hmm. And then after that, I just kind of stuck with the team. I always like followed the team, and so I don't know. I just ended up like falling in love with the team, like no matter what. But even though AP's hurt, like he's been hurt for a couple like here and there, I still like follow the team every chance I get.
Cool. Real quick, best player in the NBA right now.
DeMar DeRozan is on a tear right now.
James Harden is killing it.
Russell Westbrook is still absent, probably triple-double.
Just about. It's like 30, 10, and 9, something like that.
So is James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi. LeBron. I don't know, honestly.
Hmm. Wow.
He chose a pretty good. Was that pretty good top five right there?
Yeah, he did. Well, DeAnthony, we want to thank you for being on the show. We definitely appreciate it, and you're always welcome, brother. Your family now here on the Flex Zone.
Gotta get you back for NCAA tournament. See y'all make a run.
That's right. I know it's gonna be busy. Yeah. Get you on when you get a moment. You know.
Definitely.
Hopefully, it's at the study hall. I know how that goes.
All right, y'all. Y'all have been listening to the Flex Zone on Fox Sports 1340 AM, the only place that can give you sports how you want it, when you need it. DeAnthony, one more time, what's your social media, man, for the people?
My Instagram is dmelt_22, or just dmelt22, and my Twitter is DeAnthonyMelton.
No Snapchat, nothing?
Nope, stay away from it, brother. Stay away from the Snapchat. You got one, delete it. It gets nothing but trouble, man.
What's the Herm Edwards line? He was like,
Don't hit send. And in this case, don't download Snapchat, all right?
All right, y'all. We want to thank True Sounds for our theme song. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, The Flex Zone. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Flex Zone 1. If you have any questions, ideas, or possibly want to be a guest, send us an email to theflexzone1@gmail.com. Y'all, this show is executively produced by Andre Melton. Our senior producer is Cravante Hurd. Our associate producer is Byron Dixon. And, well, look, I'm sitting in the chair, but our girl, Mikkel, is normally our host and moderator. Our production team is Dwayne Allen, Hugh Scott, and Brian H. Waters. Our engineer is Ty Rice. And our marketing team is Ava, Key, and D. Until next time, Byron.
We gone.
Peace. Fight on to victory, baby.
Fight on.